The souvenir shop at the Asheville Tourist Ballpark has become a makeshift donation center. Alongside the bats, balls, and t-shirts is a growing pile of supplies, bottled water, baby wipes, chapstick.
It's like we still have stuff rolling in.
Donors walk away with a pair of tickets to a tourist game. General Manager Larry Hawkins says he's been thrilled at the response.
Oh, it's been fantastic. You know, we literally within 45 minutes of when the post went out, we were already having people show up and bring in items. So it's been great.
What did you bring in today?
We brought in water, lotion.
Season ticket holders Amy Michaels and her husband Paul stopped by with a trunk load of donations.
The firefighters are saving our trees and our forests, and they need all the help they can get, and this is one of our ways to be able to help them.
Really incredible, and it's awesome because the community so desperately wants to help in a time where everybody feels helpless.
That's Asheville Fire Department Public Information Officer Kelly Klope, who says fighting wildfires requires more manual labor than a structure fire, and the firefighter supply request list reflects that.
Things like Band-Aids and chapsticks, the moleskin padding, things that if you were a hiker and were out hiking for long periods of time, what would keep your feet comfortable? Along with snack food, maybe MREs that can be packed easily and you know, eaten whenever is convenient. But it is overwhelming. The donations have been just overwhelming and amazing, to say the least.
I have a load already in my truck I'm taking this afternoon, and we'll grab and go again. You need some help?
And with no end in sight to the wildfires in western North Carolina, many collection centers like this one at McCormick Field are preparing to accept donations indefinitely. For WCQS News, I'm Helen Chickering.